From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If all goes as planned, an unusual demonstration will take place in Washington tomorrow. A group of disabled people say they plan to get out of their wheelchairs and crawl up the long marble steps of the Supreme Court. The protest will be to show support for a man who refused to crawl up the stairs of another courthouse. George Lane was arrested for failing to appear in a Tennessee court, one that had no elevator. And Lane, a paraplegic, refused to crawl or be carried up the steps. His case will be argued in the Supreme Court tomorrow. And the protesters supporting him have another message. They want the Supreme Court to stop tinkering with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The legal case comes as some activists are calling for Congress to revisit the 14-year-old law. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
It was the first President George Bush who signed the Americans with Disabilities Act. In 1990, in a joyous ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House, he compared the ADA to the tearing down of the Berlin Wall.
And now I sign legislation which takes a sledgehammer to another wall, one which has for too many generations separated Americans with disabilities from the freedom they could glimpse, but not grasp.
The ADA gave the kind of protection against discrimination that already existed for African Americans, women, and ethnic minorities. Buildings were made accessible for people in wheelchairs. Employers made changes so that disabled workers could do their jobs. But there were complaints that some people used the ADA to file silly lawsuits, and that the law was confusing, not even clear about who is disabled. The Supreme Court has tried to figure it out. Several recent decisions have cut back the scope of the ADA. Wheelchair users, the blind and deaf, they're still mostly covered. Those who lost protection include people with diabetes and other chronic conditions that are controlled with medications. Tony Coelho says the Supreme Court got that part wrong. He's a former member of Congress who helped draft the ADA.
I have epilepsy. I wrote that bill. I know what the intent was. I know what I was trying to do. The intent was definitely to include those of us with epilepsy and other disorders. And for the Supreme Court to say that that was not the intent of Congress is just mind-boggling.
So now Coelho and many original supporters of the ADA are pushing a somewhat risky idea. They want Congress to go back and rewrite parts of the disability law. Coelho says it's the only way to restore what's been cut by the Supreme Court. But critics of the ADA say they'd love a second crack at the law. Mark Foley is a Republican congressman from Florida. He's been pushing for a change to make it harder to sue restaurants, stores, and other public places that are not in compliance with the ADA.
What I'm concerned about is the overutilization, if you will, of lawyers seeking and using the ADA as a means to profit for themselves at the behest of clients that sometimes are organized for the purpose of suing.
It's not just Foley who would like to see new limits on the ADA. So too would groups that represent business, especially small ones. They complain that it can be costly to comply. And that's why some disability activists worry about the strategy being pushed by their leaders in Washington.
If we reopen it, we certainly have a danger of losing what we have.
Mary Johnson is the author of Make Them Go Away, a book about the backlash against the ADA. Johnson thinks it's been a good law and that the complaints about it are exaggerated. But she thinks the ADA would have a tough time getting through Congress today. In 1990, it sailed through with almost unanimous support. Back then, the public saw disabled people as largely sympathetic figures. But Johnson says a strange thing happened once disabled people got civil rights protection, that a kind of resentment sprung up. And the public began to see them as a privileged class, one not so worthy anymore of help from a law like the ADA.
There's been a lot of discussion that people using it are malingerers, they're whiners, they're complainers, they're trying to get something for nothing, that it's special rights, just a whole climate of hostility against this law that is probably going to follow it into Congress as they attempt to pass the Restoration Act.
But Tony Coelho says it's time to educate the public again, and he welcomes the challenge in Congress.
If they want to take us on, come on. We took you on in regards to the ADA and won that one, and if you want to do more damage here, we'll have the fight. But I think the issue here is just restore the ADA. Let the Supreme Court, let the court system know that Congress knew what it was doing, meant what it was doing, and let's put it back in law so that the ADA is reestablished the way it was intended to be.
Coelho says he's talking to Democrats and Republicans in Congress about sponsoring an ADA Restoration Act, and that they've reassured him it could be done without letting opponents cut back the law. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.